Blog Talk Radio.
Hello boys and girls, Chuck Landington here with a brain teaser for you. Why does Noah hate Sean so much? Give up. It's because he only pees on her when she's not asking for it. And now, the Metal Injection live cast.
Whoa, Chuck Landington with another aggressive, incisive.
It's actually more true than funny.
Which part? You don't know how false that is. Come on.
I didn't have my headphones on. You want to replay that for me?
Like in person? We can do.
Noah hates Sean so much. Give up. It's because he only pees on her when she's not asking for it.
Oh.
And now the Metal Injection live.
I can't help it. I got a child bladder.
I don't think that's what he meant.
What do you mean?
Okay, never mind. Rob, can you please stop?
Like golden shower pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accidental. I thought he meant that he had a weak bladder like a child.
That's what Sean...
Right, I couldn't hold it.
I was telling Sean that's not what Glenn meant.
No, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't hold it, so I just had my own golden shower time.
Excuse me, I don't let men pee on me.
Oh, yes, that's right. She delivers the
When pee. Did I say you did?
Glenn said that Sean pees
when
on me.
Glenn, yeah. But you're not asking for it.
No.
Right.
Yeah, like, that's what he said.
It's unauthorized. It's like pee rape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. I've graduated out of Rape by Deception and moved on to Rape
Welcome
by Urination.
Welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Yeah, no means don't go. We have a great show. After weeks of demands...
Yellow means caution.
...from our junkies, we will be playing Thrash It or Trash It tonight. Sean, just open that bag of pretzels already. Jesus.
Is that like a mesquite barbecue flavored pretzel?
They're all out of my rods.
What is it? Is it a sourdough?
They're all
checker,
out of rods.
Oh. Checkerboard.
What are you going to suck on those?
Do they have salt on them though?
I know. I don't know what I'm going to suck on.
Are they salted snaps?
Yeah. Would you like to try some of my snaps?
Fucking A, right? I would.
So, Rob.
Balls deep in my snaps.
I don't appreciate that you slobber all over the pipe. At first, I thought it was Jenny that does it, like it was from her lip gloss, but now I realize it's from your fucking mouth.
I slobber? Oh, my bad.
You picked up that habit from the spa.
I guess I should stop licking the pipe. I kind of feel like... I feel like, look, no, if you're not going to make out with me, this is the best I can get.
Ew.
So excuse me. Untrue.
But it's not like I'm slobbering all over it.
You save your slobbering for other things where it's more useful.
Yeah.
Like at the dentist's office.
All right. Don't they give you slobber stoppers?
They
give you slobber knockers.
Suck it. They suck it in.
Saliva stoppers.
What are saliva stoppers? No, they usually put that vacuum thing.
Yeah.
Is that
what
it's called?
Yeah. I think, at least.
Oh, we seem to have gone off on a slight tangent.
Anywho.
Sorry, Darren. You want to talk about rods?
No, I'm out of the rod discussion. Damn it. All right. Let's just remind everyone that our number is 646-929-1357. Do we have any callers that aren't annoying people?
We can't really tell because we can't screen the calls.
Right. Yet.
Odds are all of our calls are annoying people.
That's a good point. I should just assume. So who do we have now?
Let's see. We have 916.
916?
Hey, fellas. It's Austin.
Fellas?
Austin, are you saying no is a fella?
Who are you calling a fella?
What?
I heard.
A salad? Is that what you said?
Fella, who
Hello?
Are you calling Fella?
Fella.
I don't know what the feminine version of Fella would be. I just, you know,
Fellette?
Too close to fellatio, it would be uncomfortable to say.
For sure, so.
I take it seriously.
Hi, so what's up, Austin?
I don't know. I just, you know, I missed, like, last 2 weeks again. Bad habit. And I was also late on picking up the new Enslaved album, but I got it, like, five hours ago, I guess. The Enslaved album. It has an annoying Latin name. It's Axioma Ethica Odini.
Why is it annoying?
Well, I don't know. It's just frustrating to remember in the first place, and then, you know, people are always asking what it means, and I have no fucking clue.
Why are they asking you? Are you, like, the Enslaved expert?
Yeah.
Just tell them you're not in the band.
There's people walking
I'm
up
definitely
you in the
not a Latin expert.
He claims he's
Which
an
is what
Enslaved.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, I have a lot of Enslaved, but they're just a little off the ball.
What? All right.
Okay.
I was not on the ball, but, I mean, I was just
Enough
calling,
about
guess,
your ball.
If any... That's fine. But, I mean,
Get to
just,
the part where you're interesting.
Had any of you guys heard it, and, like, what did you think of it? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
Rob, do you mind him asking what you
I
think
totally
of it?
Mind him asking. What is this, a music show? Is this the first time you've listened to this show, Austin?
Spanish Inquisition here all of a sudden.
Not even close. It's actually been close to a year.
Oh, thanks for asking my answering my rhetorical question, Austin.
Sorry.
I haven't heard that album.
I haven't heard the new album either yet.
But I like them.
I definitely consider it better than Vertebrae. So, I mean, if that's any, you know, incentive for you. I liked it, but, you know.
Do you want to send me a copy of the album?
Why don't you send me a gift card for an iTunes credit?
I can definitely put pictures of, like, the booklet on, you know, and just, you know, upload them, but... You know, I've actually heard that recently they don't even care about people sharing music anymore, so I would do that if you really wanted me to. Like,
I like that you
message.
Have this whole ethical debate with yourself on the air. Thanks for sharing with us, Austin. We're going
to
move on.
He's willing to break the law for us as long as it's not that dangerous anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
as long
I
as
mean,
the man is
being honest about it, but...
Austin,
you know,
fiddle in the chat. I think you're adorable. You guys should chat. Should trade numbers.
Who?
Fiddle in the chat room.
Listen, first of all, Austin's underage. We don't know who Fiddle is.
Hey, that's not for us to judge.
I learned that Fiddle was the one that thought Jenny was annoying last week when I was riding the train here.
That doesn't reveal his age, though. We shouldn't be the child predator MySpace here.
You're right. Austin, don't talk to Fiddle.
We're more like the child predator eHarmony, I think.
Okay.
I thought Craigslist. eHarmony?
Yeah.
Okay. No, do we have any more callers?
Yes, we do. We have 317.
317.
Hello?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm Niazi again.
Who?
Who?
Niazi from Saudi Arabia.
What's up?
Whoa.
Yeah. What's changed in sex is there?
I have a question. Was it
okay.
Live cast? Yeah, I want to say, isn't deathcore a subgenre of death metal?
Sure.
Next is that a question? Or is
then
it,
why people
it's
hate
a competition
it so much?
Of death metal and, like, hardcore.
Yeah, but people hate it so much. I don't know why. It's okay for me, but people... hate it.
Well, people have different tastes in music.
Yeah, I like power metal. What do you feel about power metal?
I love it.
It's okay.
Well,
some people are
some
people are very they're like religious people. Like they have their beliefs and they'll just
stick
with them.
He wouldn't know anything about that.
No. He death metal people hate it.
Right. Because they're purists. They don't like any of the Because it's simple, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, where you get somebody as not bad.
Why do you care if other people hate it? Just worry if you like it. He's trying to spread love.
I don't know, but people hate it. I mean, hate it so much. If you want to kill it, if it's alive, you kill it.
Well, you're in Saudi Arabia. People hate if you breathe wrong, and they kill you.
Is this like friends of yours that hate it, or are you reading this on message boards? Where are you getting your information that everybody hates it?
YouTube.
Everyone hates everything on
YouTube. Yeah, exactly. If you're going by the internet, then everyone hates everything.
Well, especially the Saudi tube is really
bad.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
No, we have the same tube you have.
You have the same tube.
The same YouTube. Sorry.
Oh, I see. I was confused. I thought they had a different internet there. It's a series of tubes.
Yeah, the Iron Chick in the chat room says, "You too blows." That's what I thought he said the first two. You too?
Not you too, YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, don't go with you. What?
Whatever.
Don't go with YouTube. Listen. Just listen to whatever you like. Don't pay attention to the comments. Except Deathcore, because that really sucks.
If you go by YouTube comments, then Rob is a retard who should get fired from Metal Injection. We all
that's not true.
Wah-wah.
Thank you for saying it, Dave.
Somebody has to.
That's my favorite comment on YouTube. Like, videos when someone says,
is this the only Metal Injection?
I'm the one who wrote that.
You're Frank, all of those user names?
Because Frank wouldn't read my emails.
Like, there's a guy like Steve Jobs at Metal Injection, like Steve Injection, and he just fucking hired Rob to do it.
It's the proverbial day.
Okay, I have another question.
Oh, okay.
A journalist.
Why do you pick on Noah? All the time.
Why do we pick on
Noah? Yeah.
Noah, do you feel picked on?
Sometimes I do.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Because you do a lot of it.
How dare you?
Because you're wearing a typo negative shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
But it has a picture of Peter Steele in the back.
That makes it even worse, man. Noah's aborted fetus says that because she's a Jew. Which is really not true. That's why everyone else picks on her. Yeah, we're Jews, so we don't...
Hey.
So, Sean.
Whatever.
Enough. Noah, which kosher pizza place was the picture on that shirt taken at?
Jerusalem Pizza on Avenue.
I get it. Because Peter Steele's from our old...
You hang out in Avenue M at kosher pizza.
So there's only one kosher pizza place?
Wait, so why do you guys all pick on me?
One?
I think they all pick on me because Rob hit on me when he was younger. So they're just defending me.
I don't pick on you at all.
Of all the reasons you pick that one?
I have nothing but nice things to say about you every show. I never pick
on
you.
Yeah, right.
Name
as if you mean all of them.
Oh, I'm picking
so you're
on you
a liar.
I'm picking on you by lying, by saying you're a good person. My head just exploded.
You've broken the code.
You got me. That was my plan all along.
I just don't like you.
I would like to say that if you think that we're all picking on Noah, you should pay attention a little more, because I feel like we all pick on each other.
Yeah.
Everyone's a target.
I don't feel picked on at all.
Yeah.
I really don't mind. Because most of the time it's funny, so.
Yeah, the joke is more funny.
Okay, another one.
Should we pick on you instead?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, no, okay.
The poor guy has to live in Saudi Arabia.
Well, he might be one of the rich people in Saudi Arabia. He might live in a castle.
No,
are you rich?
No, I'm not rich.
So, do you live in an apartment?
He's worth a
few
much.
Yeah, I live in an apartment. Rented apartment.
Jeez. Wow, look at you.
What are you doing, Ron?
Yeah. Why don't you, dig in your backyard and see some oil sprouts out or whatever?
I don't remember where I saw this, but there was a video of
We don't have oil everywhere.
There was a video of these guys in Saudi Arabia on a highway, and they were all just, hanging out of a car while it was moving, and they were, running alongside it with their slippers and being dragged by it and doing all these, tricks. Did you guys ever see that video?
No.
I wanted
to
break in. Our sound isn't on.
Yeah.
What?
They're complaining in the chat that they can't hear it.
Ustream, I think it's Ustream.
So.
I have another thing to say.
Right? No. Nobody.
Okay, well, let's keep the show going.
Yeah.
I was just pointing it out so we could start fixing it.
I'm talking on a microphone.
I think I am too, right?
No.
Oh, no. If nobody hears it, is it actually happening? Mm-hmm.
The archive hears it.
Oh, okay. Hello, archive.
So, Rob,
this will be edited, so let's pause.
Wait, he touched the press on Just go. I was kidding. So, Rob, you were going to talk about your trip.
Oh, yeah. I went to Orlando, Florida for the weekend. It was exciting.
Why'd you
Disney World? I visited a few friends, including Keith from the chat.
Oh.
Bless you, Darren. Actually, go to him.
Oh.
Keith, the excellent photoshopper.
Yes. I hung out with him and our friends Paul and two other people. And Orlando's an interesting city because it's the South.
Wait, let's just say goodbye to our Saudi Arabian friend.
Oh, I forgot he was on the phone. Maybe he wants to hear about my Orlando story.
Well, he can listen to the show.
Okay, I can't listen from the computer.
Okay, we're going to have to hang up on you.
Thanks for calling
Apparently
in.
We're back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so yeah, so I was in Orlando. I was hanging out with Keith and Paul and a few other people. And amazing weather. It was perfect. Like, it was so depressing coming back.
Wait, Keith from?
The Apparatus.
Okay. Also, the guy that photoshops all of...
Yes, welcome to 3 minutes ago.
Okay, sorry. Well, I was trying to get the show back on the air.
Well, good. So, anyway, yeah, it was a little weird because, you know, like how Sarah Palin talks about real America.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what she was talking about.
Yeah.
In the sense that everything was a strip mall or a housing community.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Universal Studios, and they have like a Halloween horror theme. Like, they transformed the park into, like, you know, a bunch of horror things. And, you know, I wanted a drink.
Yeah.
So when you get there, right before you get in, you get a wristband. And then they tell you, as they're applying the wristband on you, oh, they're still going to card you inside. Oh, no, they're probably still going to card you inside.
All right, whatever.
Every time you get a drink, they card you. Every time I went. Not only that, I was online, and at one point I was online, and there was a woman walking around the line carding you.
Yeah.
And then once I got up to the front and ordered my drink, I got carded a second time.
That's really inconvenient.
For one drink. What is the point?
Maybe they want to be real Nazis about it so people won't even try to fuck around and be underage and go in line.
Or maybe they got in trouble when people did fuck around and now they're doing everything they can to cover their asses.
Yeah, but twice for one
drink. It's a freaking police state, I tell you.
It's a really hard life.
It's so hard.
Why didn't you sneak the booze in your belly?
Yeah.
It was impossible. You get metal detected. You get like patted down. And
no,
I didn't get patted down.
I meant in your belly.
Full of trepidation.
Oh, oh.
Yeah. What I don't understand. How did they not recognize him the second time he got to the front of this after the second drink? Had they not recognized the same guy?
They kept thinking it was a bunch of little kids in a trench coat like on each other's shoulders.
I have a baby face.
No, it's a different 6'6" guy with a pompadour.
You leave my pompadour out of this.
I like it, but it's very recognizable.
We have a caller.
We have several callers.
Several? How dare they?
Okay, let's take 281.
Hello?
Oh.
281.
Yeah, it's Eric. I have nothing to contribute, so just keep entertaining me, please. I'm just listening. Keep entertaining.
Yes, sir.
As you wish, sir.
Okay, let's try 408. 408.
I hope you're not talking about me.
Yeah.
We totally are talking about you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to look like I'm on the phone at work.
What?
Well, if I'm on the phone, then nobody bothers me.
Well, why don't you actually be on the phone at work? What do you do?
Why don't you hold your
face? I fix Hondas.
You fix Hondas?
I thought you said I fix Hondas.
So why do you have to be on the phone? Like, what?
Because I'm one of the service managers here, and when I'm on the phone, nobody bugs me.
This might be my favorite caller ever.
Did you randomly dial this number, or did you?
No, I got it off of Facebook.
What is your name?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel, where are you from, Daniel?
Where is your business located so we can write your supervisor a letter?
Lovely. No. It's in San Jose, California.
All right. Everyone go to your local Honda dealer in San Jose, California. Ask for David. Tell
Daniel.
Us live.
If they ask for David, they're going to be pretty confused. If they ask for Daniel, they probably would get directed the right way.
And they'll go, oh, you mean Daniel? That happens a lot.
He's on the phone right now. Oh, wait, no, he's not. He's just pretending. He does that a lot, too.
Usually with potheads, people mix those guys up. Yeah. Daniel!
I take it this isn't the metal injection show.
This is definitely the metal injection show. Oh, but I have to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What? No, not you, Rob. Why you get the name wrong of the Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, come on. David and Daniel. I mean, I know they're both biblical names, but dude, seriously.
30 years old, baby. You misnamed Daniel. You are a no good piece of shit. Another fag. Worse than Michael Jackson.
Oh, he totally read my mind.
Check you.
That's most important.
Well, okay, Dan. You want to sell us on a Honda?
Yeah.
I don't sell Hondas. Yeah, you can go buy one. I don't care. I fix them.
How would you fix a broken radiator?
For a 92 Honda Civic hatchback.
I don't care. Why are you asking?
Well, the most logical thing to do would be to unbreak the radiator, and unfortunately that's not very possible, so you probably would just replace it.
Hmm.
How much would that set me back?
A lot.
Daniel, I got a bet.
I would say probably like $780.
That's not bad. Daniel, I got a bet. How do you fix a broken horse?
A broken horse?
A broken heart. A heart, Daniel. Co-workers right now are sitting like, broken horse? Who the fuck is he on the phone with?
I don't know. It really depends on how the heart got broken. It really depends. I mean, I wouldn't fix their Honda to unbreak their heart, but I would. I don't know. I don't care. It's not my heart that's getting broken.
Whenever my girlfriend breaks my heart, I immediately call the Honda dealership.
But the lover's always busy.
And I asked for David.
Right. Yeah. If you have a broken heart, ask for David.
Oh, yeah.
The last thing that I actually want to do is fix somebody's broken heart. Not trained in that.
That's too bad, because Rob's heart is broken right now.
You need to unbreak my heart.
I would say that my heart doesn't need any unbreaking right now. I'm happily married and no kids. Never want them. Can't stand them. So my heart's happy without kids and with a happy wife.
How does your wife...
Hmm?
Does the wife not want kids either?
No, we're definitely anti-breeders.
Oh. Anti-breeders, I like it. Are you going to adopt like a kid from Tibet or something?
Well, I mean, you think about all the world environmental problems. Imagine if in 1900, the turn of the century... Nobody had kids. I mean, we wouldn't have any problems today. If everybody stopped having kids, problems would be gone.
It's my transmission. Don't call me David. I'll kill you, you Russian SOB.
Yes.
Unbreak my Honda. It's broken.
And then people pricing Hondas will come up on
Google. Never did I think we would play Tony Braxton on the
Oh, please.
Right. You know, my a couple of buddies and I actually might my wife and I and a few of her friends were actually thinking about doing a cover of that song, but in the queue, of course, of death metal. And it's a lot tougher than you'd think.
So you and the wife, is she on the pill? Do you use condoms? How do you keep the babies from happening?
That works. Guys, that works.
Whatever.
Well,
protect.
Definitely the
doing?
Pill. The pill's a good thing.
You ever have an accident?
That's what the Falcon Punch is for.
I was going to say that you'd have to unfriend your wife.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah, you should totally Urban Dictionary Falcon Punch and see what it is. It's the opposite of a pigeon kick.
I've never heard of that one either.
Wow, new terms for sexual...
Yeah, well, he's using them all up now. He can't use them.
We can see who learned something from
well,
the show.
Well, a falcon punch is one way of aborting a baby that you do not wish to have. It's a very violent way to do it. It involves a cold strike, a very hard strike to the pregnant lady's belly.
So why is it a falcon punch?
I don't know. Ask whoever made the falcon punch.
From the SNES game F-Zero. By the way, Ron says a falconer punch is when you listen to Falconer. And I've done that. I listened to Falconer and wanted to punch myself in the head.
I think it's when your friend puts on Falconer and then you punch them for doing it.
Falconer
while
punch.
They're
Falconer!
Take the condos. And don't break hearts.
Well, I hear the phones are blowing up
down there, Daniel.
They my phone blowing up.
We're going to let you go. We'll let you stay on the line and listen. But I think you earned yourself a free CD, sir.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we'll give you a Nightmare CD. No. Are you a metal injection junkie?
I don't know. Am I? I'm definitely a friend on Facebook.
That does not count.
You
need
to
sign up to the site. And then you send me, Rob Injection, a private message.
Mm.
And... Oh, yeah.
Equal opportunity right here.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going and pretend that didn't happen. So once you send me the private message,
oh, man, it's 2010.
I will send you a link
it's
to our
tweet. It's 2010, not 2010.
Did you post on our Facebook while you were on the phone with us?
I did.
What is it?
You guys, this is from 2 minutes ago on our Facebook. You guys are awesome. This is Daniel David from Honda. While we're talking at
you, didn't even hang up the phone yet.
This is like the dude said. This is 2010. I have a Palm pre phone, which has Facebook access and a work phone.
You are on top of your shit at your Honda auto dealership.
No, he's not. He's talking to us. So he's
exactly.
He's doing everything but what he should be doing.
Well, he's really
hey,
good at
you know what? As long as I do my job during the day, though, that's all that matters.
He could be working right now while talking to us. You don't know. He could
well,
be
I
fixing
actually,
it on
I actually am right now.
And tweeting online about how he's talking to us.
Facebook.
While fixing the carburetor.
Well, no, you're wallpaper.
Ew, carburetor? What century are you in?
I don't know.
Ain't no carburetors here, dude.
There's no more carburetors? What is this? It's like a new, I don't follow
no,
cars.
It's all fuel
cars
injection, dude. Just like metal injection, it's all fuel injection.
Okay. I like how Yanunki just teased in metal.
Metal.
Well, it's not a G. It's one of my pet peeves is when people pronounce T's, D's, like little when it's really little, or metal, or metal when it's really metal. Just one of a pet peeve of mine.
Metal. Like button
no.
down metal.
And metal is something metal. You get when you do something metal. Really good and extraordinary. Metal is metal.
Metal.
This guy's very true.
So, yeah, multitask your way over to Metal Injection, sign up, and... send me a private message and we'll send you a free CD, buddy.
Well, you
done, will do.
Profile
no.
that's already posted.
No. Why don't you shut up, Sid?
Fine, I'm sorry.
That's the way it works. You gotta get people to sign up.
All right. Thanks for spoiling. All right, well, do we have any more calls?
One more. It might just be on to listen. 203. 203,
yeah.
I think that's the one.
Hello?
Yeah.
You called us, asshole. What do you want?
Darren, shut up.
Okay,
repeat
okay.
that, please. I'm not sure I heard. I thought you were breaking up there a little bit.
It's Colin. It's Colin.
You are a cocksucker motherfucker.
Are you just listening?
I'm going to fucking kill him, you cheap fucking son of a bitch!
We can play sound clips too, Colin.
Okay, all right.
What?
Colin's going on hold.
All right, bye, Colin.
So what else are we doing?
Boy, how do you live up to that previous caller, let alone it's Colin who has absolutely nothing to say at all? So, Sean, you wanted to bring up a recent visit you had to the doctor or something, did you not?
Two visits.
Tell us about
it. A return visit.
Start with the first one.
First one I went in for just my normal wellness checkup, my yearly physical.
Did you have a pap smear?
I did get a pap smear.
How's she doing?
They had to jam my A cups into that little that thing, you know, like crush
mammogram.
But
Mammogram
is what I got. No, the mammogram is what I got later. Uh-oh. When they had me sit in the fetal position.
Oh, no spoiler alerts. Come on.
Oh.
You go in order. This is hot.
Okay. All right. So I first had to go, and they made me pee in a baby seat, like to test my flow. I've never done this in my life. It was like one of those children's baby toilets.
Okay.
And it was on like a weight.
Are you sure that you were at the doctor's office?
I don't know. I think I was at like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Jenny there?
Yeah. There's a lot of latex nurses are. But I tested my flow, and I couldn't pee because I peed before I went. So I just dribbled, and then this woman was very unhappy with me. And she put me in a room.
And so you could pee?
The story of your life.
Yeah,
am I right?
It's true. Very unhappy with me. And yada, 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 the usual shit. Checked me over. And the last thing was to put me in the fetal position on my side on the bed and jam the finger in my ass.
Rubber gloves, loose.
The whole deal.
And then the doctor came in.
I was just waiting. I was just killing time.
Was there shit on the finger?
I don't know. I didn't check it out. I just stuck
Come
it
on.
You stuck it right in my mouth. I didn't see it.
Did you taste shit?
Delicious.
But and then he told me that he didn't like how my prostate felt.
No.
That it was, I don't even know what the word was.
Engorged,
enlarged.
Engorged.
Inflamed. And, so, then I had to go over and get blood tests and urine tests and all this kind of crazy shit. And I took a pill for 2 weeks. And I went back on Thursday, and he said, nothing changed. So, it's apparently, so I don't know.
So, what now?
Well, since the blood tests and the urine tests gave no results whatsoever, I'm STD-free. I was very disappointed. Looking at my summer, I was really disappointed that it was STD-free. But and so he said it's probably stress-related, but I have to go back in 2 months. But there is a chance that there could be a real problem.
Prostate swell because of
stress?
Are
you going to have to cut off your balls?
Wait,
what? Why? What?
No. Are you sure that
he just... Right now?
Maybe he's just like, man, this guy's...
I just want to finger this guy's ass every 2 months.
Can't stop. Tight hole. It's like I got a date.
Well, I thought it was very inappropriate when I was laying in the fetal position with his finger in my ass, and he asked me, are you gay or straight? And I was like, that's incredibly inappropriate right now.
I guess that's something that I have to ask. But
did that really happen?
That really happened.
That was bad timing.
It was just bad times. I'm assuming that, because it's crazy.
What, did he put this music on?
Was he rubbing your leg while saying
this? He's like, oh, I lost my ring.
No, maybe he would say that because if you were...
He wants to know if he should give you an eight.
No, no. If you were gay, you already, like, you have experience stretching out your sphincter.
Right.
Well, he needs to know,
he wants to
wants
to know if you have sphincter control.
Have you been having girls go up in there and play with your prostate?
Not in a while.
That's probably why, yeah.
Anyone go in for a spray can and tag up on your prostate?
Yes.
All right. So at no point he said to you, Sean, get to the part where you're gay.
No, he just asked. Yeah,
he's like, Sean, this is the part right now. This is the part where you're gay.
When he was,
how does it feel?
Well, I thought the thrusting back and forth was a little unnecessary.
He put a Barry White album on. Yeah. Did he at one point, spit?
There was no gel. He just right on the latex glove. Just.
Oh, I thought just right on the hole. He didn't get any gag factor going on?
Yes. The sphincter gagging is what was going on. But, so now over the next 2 months, I can't have any extra spicy foods, any carbonated drinks, caffeine, hard alcohol.
So no beer?
Why?
No, I can drink beer. He's like, beer's cool.
Carbonated drink.
I don't know. I asked him.
You have to drink.
I was like, dude, I drink a lot of beer. He's like, yeah, go ahead.
Maybe it's not because of the carbonation, but the sodas contain, like, you know, stuff you can drink.
Okay.
I don't know. And then no acidic foods, but then the crucial one was I need to ejaculate a lot more. And he said, just have sex.
You need to ejaculate more?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The test must have been mistaken.
That's what I said. I'm like, come on.
What?
Man.
Come on. Why? Like, I mean, great, but why?
Right, yeah, it usually flushes out the pipes, like, a lot of times. Like, if there's no other signs.
On a regular basis?
No, I fuck broad.
Douche. You can do both.
I mean, what's the point? When am I going to work and when am I going to jack off? I fuck at night, I fuck in the morning. When am I going to jack off? At work?
In between.
Yeah.
That's true, okay.
You fuck every morning?
Not every morning.
Well, there you go. The mornings you don't fuck.
Okay.
You come every time you fuck?
No. I fake it.
Sometimes you don't finish, you know. The girl kicks you out just to wake up in the morning or something. I don't know.
No, they come to my place, man. They don't go nowhere.
Oh. You don't travel.
But,
I'm saying, how are you not coming enough if you're fucking people twice a day?
That's what I said to him. I guess, you know. But that was just his prognosis that it could help if I came a lot more.
You're going to put that on your OkCupid profile?
So are you saying
to come? Doctor's orders.
No, I wanted to write it on my prescription so I could take it to the doctor.
That's a Craigslist casual encounter right there.
That's true.
Doctor told me I have to come all the time or my prostate will explode.
You're helping to save a life. Students.
He said it was the size of a kumquat in there.
Delicious.
You know, that doesn't help me at all. I don't know, like, what size is a kumquat.
I thought you meant that doesn't, like, get you turned on.
No.
Sean.
I need more. I'm very jaded. I need more ass talk.
Too much pretzels?
I watch 8 hours of gay porn a day, so, you know, this doesn't do shit for me.
Doctor says you need to watch 9.
Craigslist. Just chat roulette.
Yeah. Rob, you're taking every pretzel out of there.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I'm giving him an empty bag.
Hold on.
I need those for my prostate.
That's what Sean needs to have, an empty bag.
Yeah, it's true. During the music break, I'm going to have to paint your walls in the bathroom. No?
He drinks off 8 more times a day. It'll be fine.
Oh, where did this show go? Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so on December 9th, I'll let you know how my prostate check goes.
Larry King has turned on.
Wait, did the doctor warm up the loop for you, or did he just...
No, actually, that was even creepier, was that he squirted the cold lube in the crack.
Oh,
and then
he squirted your ass first, and then he put his finger?
It was like, oh, well, I don't remember.
Did the lube?
I hope it was
like,
lube. I hope it was lube.
So say it smelled like oysters, or.
But no. After the fact, when we were done with.
You never know. The doctor might have prostate issues too.
Yeah.
We can help each other.
Check me out.
Did you look him in the eye after?
Well, actually, that's where I was going with this. He made me stand. Like he was like, all right, you can here finish up. You know, pull your pants up or whatever. Blah blah. I stood up. You know, the pants at my ankles. Goo all in my crack, and he hands me 2 paper towels, and I'm like, "Did I just wipe in front of this man?"
You're probably the 8th dude to do it in front of him that day.
Yeah, that's what's sad. That's why I felt bad for this man. But so I tried to give him a little show.
Listen. First of all, he chose to go into that profession.
He has paid for it.
And
the guy. I mean, he had a wedding ring on, so I'm assuming that he's straight. Same thing, but
so I know 2 gay guys who are married.
Yeah, that's not where I was going, but thank you for your assessment of the culture.
He married to a woman.
Yeah, but so I'm assuming that the guy picked to look at dicks and stick his fingers in guys' asses all day. Yeah. You know, it's kind of.
Well, was this a urologist or just?
Yeah, urologist. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but because I had
Sean's cracko in the chat says I regret nothing.
So, yeah, the first time in my life wiping my ass standing in front of a grown man was quite an experience.
Actually, did that.
No, never. No, I mean, like, no.
I did that not intentionally, but at Woodstock, 94, I took a dump. And I was standing there wiping, and there was like 8 people behind me. And I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Yeah, but you were just facing them and them talking to you.
They weren't paying attention to me, but I, you know, still I realized.
What was the reaction?
No one cared. I mean, no. But my reaction was to be really embarrassed.
Who was playing at the time? Rusted Root?
No, I only saw three bands. I saw
Green Day.
Not that Woodstock.
Woodstock 94, the Green Day.
Yeah. I saw Green Day. I saw Nine Inch Nails. I saw four bands: Green Day, Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and Aerosmith.
Not bad.
And the rest of the time, I couldn't take it anymore, and I went back to the car.
No hoodie?
Parked like a mile away.
No hoodie for you?
No. I didn't choose. We just went down and didn't know who was on at any time.
We lucked out.
Yeah.
No Primus?
Nope. Those four bands, that's it.
No Scrotum Grinder?
No. You bought tickets there? Huh? No, we got... My friend had some deal. I don't know what. He knew someone at Ticketmaster. I don't know how he got the hookup, but there was no StubHub. There was no internet then. There was still only BBSs, I think.
Happy Circle Cup,
yeah. He got us free tickets somehow, and we went. But I hated it. I couldn't. I hate mud. I hate being in dirt, you know. So, you know, it was just nonstop raining and mudslides and shit. And like, then we saw two people on top of a horizontal porta potty rowing it in the stream of shit and mud. And they were like, "Woo!
Oh, didn't you almost die at Woodstock also?
Yeah, I told that story on the air. I don't want to hear that again.
I want to hear it again.
Oh, it's in the archive.
Summer of 69?
No.
Yeah,
the second Woodstock of three.
On Yazger's farm?
Yeah.
Awesome.
94. It wasn't even in the same place as the first one. It was just like around there. Everything, it was like probably the worst 2 or 3 days of my life. Awful.
You've had adult circumcision.
Yeah. Well, I was out for that. I was passed out. I was on Demerol.
Well, I mean, you spent a whole day just in a car.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that would have sucked.
Yeah. That's
and that was a better option than going and watching bands.
Well, other people may have enjoyed it. You know, I just don't. I liked seeing the bands, but just standing there in that filth, you know, it was like really obnoxious to me.
So you just didn't like being dirty?
Well, it's not so much that. It's just being out in the open air and elements. Like, I wouldn't want to go camping either, you know, that kind of shit. And it was just so disgusting. Like, there was poo, you know, coming out of the fucking... There was shit everywhere, you know, just fucking disgustingness. The waters were, like, $12, $13. They kept jacking up the prices because it was like a mob scene. It was like mob rules, you know, because people were just going up and taking waters eventually. Like, there wasn't enough security there to do anything about it.
So let's get back to Sean's
Sean's anus. So, Sean.
Yeah.
I've realized that my anus has taken over the chat room, apparently.
What is this? Oh, Sean's rectal bleeding.
Sean's anal seepage. Sean's enlarged prostate.
Sean's prostate.
Great for the Sean. Oh, no, the Sean's cancer is even shorter.
And, of course, we're on our test.
Yeah, so wiping my ass in from a grown man, that was intense. But then when I went back, I didn't do the fetal position. When I went back, I did the bend over on the bed.
What did you prefer?
The bend over.
The
fetal position was so degrading.
I think I've only done the fetal.
The fetal position is more degrading than bend over?
Yeah, because you just stand there and be like, okay, all right, check, thanks.
You bend over, like, it's sort of like prison rape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fetal is more gay to me than that.
I don't. What?
Fetal is like you're
bending over?
How about squatting on the table? I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, what about if I was on my back with my knees?
Doggy
style?
Wait, so bend over, like, how is it, like, there's just, like, a thing you lay your torso on?
No, really.
Rob wants to do it. Bend over.
Yeah, just do it. Oh, like that.
Did you spread for him?
No, like shoulder width apart, that's it.
Yeah, but then your butthole is tight. Need you?
Why would it be tiny tighter?
Because you're standing with your legs together.
My doctor,
my legs are crossed.
My doctor put me in an anal full Nelson. I don't know, is that unusual?
I wonder where your sphincter is a hat, boy.
Was that Phil Anselmo?
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was.
When I fuck you, you address me as a white man. Or Philip.
Philip.
Or hello, sir. Or baby.
Baby.
Or daddy.
Yeah. Wow. Rob, you just sound like the dude from True Blood.
Well, I don't even watch that show.
Well, that's what you sound like.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about, but I'm a girl.
So gay.
I live with a girl.
So he's forced to watch it by his girlfriend.
True.
Is that true, Sid?
More or less. I would have given up on it a long time ago.
Mm. Do you watch Entourage?
No.
Golden Girls.
Yes.
Great show.
What?
No, yeah. Great show.
Agents
great show.
Amazing.
I agree. I just wanted to mention Golden Girls on the show.
Yeah, that's good.
Right before we got to our music break.
Oh.
Oh, I did want to say, next time, December 9th when I go back, I'm going to give them the goatsy instead.
Now, you know what I want you to do, Sean? Yeah. I want you to put the audio recorder on your phone on.
Okay.
But you record the entire sound so that we can hear them.
I thought you were going to tell him what to do.
I want to tell him what to do.
Oh.
I got next.
Okay.
I'm going to pee on you when you don't ask.
I think that you should, as a gag, you should wear a butt plug to your next
What he tries to put... But he'd see it. There's got to be something.
I don't know, but
you're like,
oh
no.
She'll have to take it out.
Like, oops, left that in there.
What about a bunch of broken glass?
That would hurt you.
Jackass did that.
I think what you should do is put a fortune cookie in there.
Oh.
Okay, I like yours better.
Something like, you will go to China.
I like that better, Sid.
Yeah.
And that doesn't hurt unless you get like a paper cup, but it probably wouldn't be.
No,
that.
You wouldn't get a paper cup from a...
That's strange.
Let's try it.
I found a piece of paper in your anus. Let's see what it says. Hold on.
It's a treasure map.
Oh.
Or just, like, write a little note that says, I think you're cute. Do you like me, chicken?
And why?
That's a good one.
He would quit his job on the spot and never come back to the office.
I don't know.
End of it.
You weirded me out with the, are you gay or are you straight? I thought he was trying to give me a signal when I was late.
I was like, it could go either way. He could quit his job or they get married.
This rings for show, brother.
Well, you get the best prostate care that way.
That's true. Yeah. No, the reason I had to go there was because a long time ago I found a lump on my ball, and it turned out to be nothing. And so now
it doesn't just be your other ball.
Yeah, no, I was like a tri-ball. Like I had like two normal balls.
You got a tribal tattoo on you?
Yeah, a tribal ball. Yes. Yeah, and there's like a little like pea-sized ball.
Is it still there?
It's gone away a bunch. But you can still feel a little numb.
I was going to say...
you guys want to check it out?
No.
Yeah. After the show.
After the break.
Get in fetal position on the table right now.
Well, Cancer Scare said that you should stick a Rick Astley CD up your ass and Rickroll your doctor.
Much better. It's a good thing that I have a horizontally set anus, so this will work out perfectly. Slide it in.
Before, when I was getting prepped and, you know, the initial, not prepped, but the initial examinations before I got circumcised, the guy found blood in my pee. So he freaked me. Not like it wasn't red, but they found blood cells. So he was like, I don't know what that is. You got to come. That's probably nothing, but he freaked me out too. You know, you got to come back in 2 weeks. Or you got to come back in a week, pee again, see if it goes away by itself. Twice, and then it didn't, so then he stuck a tube in my penis to put a camera up there, and it was like looking up
in the pee hole.
It hurt for like maybe 5 seconds, intense pain, unbelievable.
Oh,
and then after that it was fine. It was like your bladder filling up.
Was it the same kind of tube that they have in Saudi Arabia?
No, that's a different tube. I hate Jew tube. But I watched the inside of my penis on a camera, on a TV.
Well, what was the problem?
Huh?
What was the problem?
It had low ratings. It got canceled.
Very limited audience.
Good cast. The writing was really terrible.
Now with your pee hole.
It was a rash on my prostate. It was totally harmless.
Oh, what a waste of a pee cam.
One time I came blood in college.
Oh, really?
Well, it wasn't like a blood, like blood, red blood, but it was like a red-orangish kind of brownish brick.
Common blood.
Like a strawberry parfait from McDonald's?
With a little some blood in there.
It was like a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, what did you do? Like, how did you, run right to the doctor?
Are you
sure it was yours?
I was alone. I was jerking off.
Oh, I thought you
were on your period.
So you got the red wing. I just need to drink more cranberry juice. That's all I need to do. But no, it was apparently the dude said that there's rough sex.
What dude?
You were boning?
No, this is biology class.
All right.
There's no stupid blood on your cock.
I'm just going to yawn for that time.
Oh, so you were with Corpse Rider.
And he's like, oh, dude, you just had one.
Oh, I love your big
deck. Idea.
I got to hang around with Sean more often. Actually, that's how we came up with Fuck with a Knife, too.
It was actually, I was having sex with a girl that was on the rag. And
her blood stayed.
No, it didn't go in. No, it wasn't her blood in my dick that came back out with the cum. This was the next day. We decided, okay, I don't want her to get her shit all over my sheets. Like, and so, like, just stay on top the whole time. My balls are collected, you know, or something. And so, and then we ended up going for like an hour, and it was just too much. Like, it was just like I was bruised. Like, my pelvis was like sore for like the next 3 days.
I don't know, man. I've had a lot of rough sex. I never had blood come out of my penis before. That's some shit.
Wait, how fat was this girl? She
not fat. Like fit. Like gymnast fit. Like fit. She fucked. Like a wildebeest.
Can we find a Facebook picture of this broad?
Yeah, actually.
Let's
do it on a music break.
Turn a music break. We'll
let's see the girl that gives out bloody dicks for a living.
They call it dick grinder.
Well, if they don't now, they will after all of us make wall posts on our Facebook, right?
No bullshit.
Hey, stop making our friend Sean's dick bleed, lady. All of us. Each
I
one.
Stopped a while ago.
It's still bleeding.
All right. Should we go to our music break?
Yes, we should.
All righty then.
A breather after all that cock and ass talk.
Well, I was gone last week. I really had to fucking...
Hey, I contribute to it, too. You know, I'm not blaming you. Look, sometimes we just have to talk about it.
Hmm? Like a
the anus. And sometimes means every week.
Yep.
It's our weekly anus wrap-up.
Right. I think last week was all about the cock. I listened to it.
Somewhat.
Yeah. A lot of talking about.
Oh, yeah, my cock.
Yeah. I believe it's called the needle dick or something.
What?
I don't remember that. But we're going to get to our music break. We're going to start with a little origin. Playing a little song about something that I can get behind, algorithm. And then it's a bunch of Rob picks, a bunch of Sean picks. See if you can figure out which is which.
It's real tough.
No Noah picks.
Well, that's because my computer doesn't work.
They're longer than 15 seconds, it's Rob.
No, I have to hear all my music.
Oh, thanks for letting us know. Thank you.
realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
Thank you. what they call righteous.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. Thank you. Injection Livecast with Robin, Sid, Sean Oa, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone, but I took a big robotic dump on all of their chairs during the music break. And now, here's the show.
All right, we are back.
Yeah. That was a little Cannibal Corpse with the very topical, I come
excuse me. Before that was Defeatist with Storm of Silence. Before that was Psychroptic with Skin Coffin. Before that was Failures. Before them was Dangers with a track called Neo-Nazis. before them, Celebrity Murders. Before them, Venom with Black Metal.
Celebrity Murders. Artie is in that band, right? From Indecision and Millhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that guy, he's a good guy.
And before Venom was The Chariot.
I miss Milhouse.
Next week, I'm only playing the cheesiest power metal.
And you have to supposed to what?
Oh, the jazz.
Don't you do that all week anyway?
Well,
no, but on the show.
So you're saying there's not cheesy black metal?
Because I haven't played my music in a long time.
It's a notice how well the show's been going.
Music breaks are shorter. You have more time to talk.
Chewing into the microphone.
What was that? I have a pretzel in my mouth. The crunching is so loud I can barely hear you.
I like the pretzel in my mouth and I can hear you.
Good.
You know, there's people out there that like what Noah's playlists, but they're like too weak to type anything. And so they never go in our chat. They're all like 90 pounds.
They're all in confusion.
Yeah. They're all malnourished. So they can't, they don't. I think you should keep playing that music.
No, Mongo's Commander is your lone music list fan.
That's just because he wants to fuck her.
That's true.
There are others who we have a common interest. Music.
Not just because they want to bang you?
You think that these guys would lie to me and tell me that they like my power metal just to try to get in my pants when
yes.
they live like 30 states away
who
from me?
Who hasn't?
Yes.
They're 15 years old, Noah.
Not even, yeah, they're dreamers still. They haven't been crushed by life. Let's take a poll in the chat right now. Y or N, do you want to bone Noah? Y or N, let's do this.
Well, I think in all seriousness, though, I think also not just obviously they're never going to have sex with you, but I think we've got 40 Ys and a now.
There's one N.
Beat Destroyer does not want to bone you.
Mongoose says because I like her and her personality, LOL.
All right,
and,
he's ahead of everyone.
And Rob's mom says, because I like her most. It's a nice Russian nose, Robert.
You two should, maybe one time on a bus or something, you know, make your move. Just lean in to kiss her.
Oh, did you do that?
No, he
come
no.
on, did he? Did he try
no,
to find
no,
out?
We
no.
talked about this on the air before. He he asked her straight out, like, would you like to go out? And she said no.
No,
she said, why are you doing this?
I was shortening it. I was giving him
it's
short
different. Time. It's different.
That's even worse.
She pissed on me. She pissed on the actual asking of the question, not just
that's
the response. Just asking it was wrong to do.
because he had such a nice day, and then he has to just ruin it.
I was being very selfish.
See, she's one of those types. You got to stay away from those types.
But they were like 14. I know.
What does that mean?
We'll talk about it later.
By the way, we just totally glossed over Pizza Destroyer explaining why he said no to banging Noah.
Why?
He said, because I have extremely high standards.
Then
when pressed for further explanation, he's like, no, let me explain. Would I bang her? Yes, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
If you know what I mean.
If her vagina was a Burmese tiger trap, I would fall in it.
Pizza Destroyer, you have to call in now and explain yourself.
Ron Artest says his deviated septum has high standards.
Well, Noah has a deviated vagina, so it's all...
deviated vagina.
Did you say wide, Seth?
Is that your favorite band, Sean? Deviated vagina?
Deviated vagina.
They have a track called Neo Neo Neo.
I think it's Deviated Vagina Splinters.
Okay.
By the way, vagina is censored in our chat.
Vagina?
That's like the clean way of saying it.
Yeah, I'm pissed though. I can never like understand what people are saying looking over your shoulder, like with all these asterisks.
Yeah.
Is there a way to
asterisks?
I feel like there should be a way to undo that.
Undo the asterisks.
By the administrator. I mean, you could spell it.
Send your emails to Bebo.com.
Okay. Sis Harvey Fierstein.
I just want to be loved, Bebo. Why?
Some of those Carvel.
Wednesday is Sunday in Bebo chat. Get a cookie puss. Fudgy the whale.
Fudgy or fuzzy?
Fudgy.
Sound like you said fudgy the whale.
I said fudgy.
What's that in your mouth, Sid?
It's Fuzzy the Whale.
Fuzzy the Pretzel. This is Harvey Carvel.
Do we have a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Harvey?
Phone balls.
260.
Hey.
Harvey Fierstein, how are you?
Hello. Hey, it's Luke.
Are you guys doing Thrasher or Thrasher this week?
Actually, yes,
that's
we are.
That's what I was going to ask.
I know.
Yes,
we are. We already mentioned that.
We are doing. Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Well, let's clear up on the queue. Is that it?
That's it. Do it now.
Okay.
Do it now.
Hold on. Let's do this right, though. Let's not just do it.
And we'll let Luke finally contribute something. Give us the fans.
That's going a little far.
But wait for the intro first.
Luke brings the fuckage.
Hello.
Thrash
it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it.
Thrash it or trash it. You're ruining it. You are ruining it.
Okay. So, Luke, you got a band for us?
Yeah, the day is ours. MySpace.com/thedayisoursmusic.
Okay.
We're doing an all power metal Thrasher or Thrasher. Is this going to fit?
We are?
I think so.
So is who?
What?
I think we're doing all power metal.
Don't tease me all like that. You got our eyes to line up.
Is there?
I'm so excited for no reason.
You guys find one band for it. Find one power metal unsigned band.
Falconer.
Band.
What was that Elvis thing? Elvis King? What was that?
Elvis King.
Let's play that. Thank you very much.
Or Gothic Knights from Brooklyn. Can we play Gothic Knights?
Is that a real...
Yes.
A film starring Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Do you really want us to review Gothic Knights?
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't want us to review Gothic Knights.
All right. Their first song is Jean-Claude Van Doom.
Oh,
I like
not Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude,
C-L-O-D.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Van Doom.
That's just their intro song. It's not like a full song.
But then there's an unmastered song called Wrestling with Rubin.
Luke
has called it before.
Before you play that,
like,
I was going to say that we
If you manage to to thrash everything between the five of us, you win something. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
You will win a free CD.
So let's all agree not to
give my shirt.
All thrash something.
Shirt.
No, we want to get rid of stuff, don't we?
No.
Yeah,
let's
get
all
rid
the
shirt.
Have everything to get rid of.
Whatever.
The shirt.
All right.
Give
we'll
the
let,
you
let the user decide if they want a shirt.
Or trade prostates with me.
Or a prostate. All right. But
before
Sean,
you list in, all the guys in the band are 15 years old.
What?
All the guys are about 15 years old, you say?
All right.
Yeah.
Trash.
Except for
thank, yeah, thanks for the fun of sucking this before we even use it.
All right. Let's try that again.
Are they ready?
We don't operate up.
I'm crab coring right now.
Your prostate is falling out of your ass.
That's the position of doctor.
It's too big to fit out of the ass. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I carry it in a fanny pack now.
So fuck it up.
Dun, 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 dun.
I sling a baby Bjorn for you, friendly.
Dun, 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 dun. Look, Darren, you could write their song.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. This is their one song on their MySpace.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
If the day is yours,
I don't want that day. Screw that day. I'm sleeping in that day.
I'd rather have today be the day.
If today is yours, you can keep it.
The day is yours. The day is theirs.
The day is yours. You can keep it.
You can keep it.
All right. So you trash it.
I trash it for sure.
I don't even like that when it's done well and produced well.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that shitty sound, it was also recorded very badly and performed very badly, so I trash it.
Trash it.
No explanation needed.
I would rather listen to Unbreak My Heart.
What? That's not saying anything. Everyone.
Yeah, everyone wants to listen to that right now. Can we listen to that right now?
Yeah.
I'd rather listen
that's
to
kind
of
what
dick.
I'm asking for.
Can we listen to Smell Your Dick instead?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I trash that. It's not
thank
the drums
you.
Sounded like they were programmed. Didn't even sound like a real drummer.
Can we do some unbending?
Yeah, those were programmed drums.
Yeah.
Were you there? Did you program them?
No. Can I request
did you go to
more
high
band?
School?
Yeah, I know them.
As long as they have unbended knees.
Are you going to tell them we hated their music?
Yes.
Yeah. You think they'll care?
You should sing the song.
Probably not.
Don't leave me out.
Can I request one more band?
Are they as crappy as
only if you sing along to this song.
Come into the chorus. Darren will take
it first. I can't hear it.
You know this song. Oh, you can't hear it. Turn it up.
You ready for your second friend?
I don't know the lyrics.
No, you wait for the chorus. You know the chorus.
Here it comes.
Ready?
Go.
Come on, do it.
Good. Keep going.
I don't know.
That's later. Oh, that's later? Fuck.
Get out of my life.
Now.
Unbreak these.
No, you brought it.
Uncry these
tears.
Oh, you can't really break tears, right?
Yelling at me, motherfucker.
In other words.
Okay.
All right, that's enough. Thrash it.
Trash it.
No, I'm thrashing that last number we did.
Tony Braxton, Thrasher. Thrasher. You thrash.
All night long.
Not anymore. She's looking a little...
Like that video where she had all the dudes come up in the elevator and she got to pick one.
Yep.
I wish I was one of those dudes. And she picked
me. She was hot. The man voice is a little off-putting, I would say.
And the implants.
Yeah. I don't mind that. But when she's like, I'm
fucking Barry White. No.
All right, Mongoose Commander in the chat.
Well, thanks for calling in, Luke.
Oh, thanks for calling
better
in.
Better luck next time.
But we're not letting you...
Yes, that one. I want to hear that one.
Yeah, it's a power metal band from Tel Aviv, Israel.
Oh, no.
Noah just came.
Oh, my God.
Song, we haven't played one note yet.
She already trashes. I mean, thrashes.
Okay.
My H's aren't going.
What's it called?
No, it's...
Oh, my
God,
look at the pictures.
Wait.
It's
band is called Acropolis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't they be Greek?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that logo is outstanding.
Oh my God, these pictures.
Can you describe what's going on there?
They're all standing in front of a huge fan.
Uh-huh.
And there's
a fan?
Yeah,
I know.
Their hair is blowing in the wind.
One dude is.
Ken Pierce would probably love this band.
Well, you already got, you see, he knows how to play this game. He's got one person to vote. The one person who won't vote for anything outside her genre,
yeah,
he gets picked her genre.
Hey, and her Noah's open-minded.
Me?
All right. So we have Divine Cycle, Atonement, Hear My Call.
Yeah, I want that one.
Always the Jews with the atoning. Give me that fucking metal song.
This one's called...
He probably wrote it on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, exactly. Yom Kippur.
All right, let's
see. Rock out with you. Suck it.
Are you forcing your hand?
I thought you were playing a joke song.
That was fake out.
Sounds like I'm playing
Mega Man.
Oh my God,
you know what's really funny?
You have some tripod?
No, when I joined MySpace, this band got in touch with me. They're like, oh, we see that you like power metal, and then I was talking to them for a little bit.
I heard the bassist works at the ammunition.
So wait, this is a conflict of interest then, because
yeah.
You know these people.
No, I don't know them, but it was like maybe 4 years ago. I don't remember what I was saying
what
4 years
happened?
Ago.
You put it up. We're supposed to do it.
What do we think?
I'll go first.
I see Sid wincing.
Yeah.
I'll set the tone. I like it, actually. I don't like that weird keyboard intro. They got to get rid of that.
I didn't like the intro
but
either.
This song is good. The guy's voice is, you know, not terrible. It's a little bit groovy. And I kind of dig it, so I crush it.
Sean?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
There isn't one... thing that I found positive about this song. The singing, the guitar, the keyboarding, not one of the things is something that I would like at all.
So you thrash it.
Oh yeah, thrash it.
There he said it.
No. Yeah. What do you care if he don't like it or not? All right, go ahead, Noah. You're the expert on this. So.
Obviously, I totally thrash
it. Well, your expert opinion about it, though.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the intro either. At first, I thought it was going to be like electronic music, so that scared me a little bit. But it's good. I like it, and I like that he sounds a little bit like Bruce Dickinson.
I was thinking that.
He's trying.
But I like that style, like when the guys almost sound like Bruce Dickinson and sing over power metal.
Nice vibrato in their voice.
Yeah. Well, like that high pitch, but it still sounds like a nice warm sound.
Mm-hmm. I dig it. Go ahead.
Not a fan.
Not
the vocals
fan.
Just...
Sam did anything redeeming about this to you? And one small
They know
thing.
How to play their guitars.
You don't like that, though.
It's one thing to know how to play it, but then it's another thing to actually do something interesting with that.
Okay.
No,
okay.
They do not.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I'm a tiebreaker.
We'll start a big conversation.
So angry.
Let's all go. I'll start running my mouth, and this isn't going to work out.
I'm usually the tiebreaker because you two have similar tastes, and you two have similar tastes, and I'm all over the map.
Yeah.
But now it's Rob's turn.
Well, I'm going to say this. If I was sitting at home going, like, what do I listen to now? Acropolis would not be at the top of my list.
Right.
But if it just came on.
But what if it was in my car?
If it was in Noah's car, or if they were opening B.B. King's or something like that, I would be like, all right, this is fun.
Yeah.
The vocals, I'm not the biggest fan of. I'm usually turned off by those kind of vocals because it sounds like music. I'm not saying he's a bad singer. I'm just saying it just sounds like music my parents would do. And
really?
That is not rock and roll.
I'm going to hang out with your parents from now on.
Final verse. But overall, I'm going to thrash it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Just
because I don't mind it. That's what I'm saying.
But does he not count to you?
No. Sean said thrash.
I said thrash. But my heart said trash.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you're not a winner, but 3 out of 5 is pretty good. 4 out of 5 if you take the first verbal utterance of Sean as good.
All right.
All right.
Okay, more power metal.
Guillermo recommended a band from Colombia. Okay, let's see.
Okay, we'll take one from Guillermo, then from the calls.
Do they sing in Spanish? I'm serious.
Is it Shakira?
Shakira.
Elvis.
You heard Shakira's Elvis.
Elvis,
yeah.
He's like a dude from the punk scene, the LA hardcore scene.
Right.
That's for
it's
real.
Rock metal stuff, too, yeah.
So the band is Malsano. What does that mean?
Malsano?
Yeah,
he's
spell
just
it.
Coffee.
Malsano?
Yeah.
Mal means bad. I don't know what sano saying, I guess.
It means insane. English.
But
Guillermo says it's English.
I don't know what that means, if it means anything. All right. So the tracks are Angel Dust, The Beast, Cannibal, Putrefaction.
Play Arroz con Pollo.
Yeah.
Rippin' Flesh.
Angel
we'll
Dust,
Angel
maybe
Dust.
It's a Faith No More cover? Something? Homage?
This is a death metal band. Death metal, grindcore, progressive.
Oh, Jesus. Had to throw progressive in you.
Yeah.
They had you so progressive. Start with you.
I definitely agree with Kibbit Wolfson.
Kibbit, yes.
I didn't hear any grindcore or progressive in there. It just sounds like a generic death metal band. But,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of dig the vocals for some reason. I have no reason why. But
it speaks to you.
I'll give it a very minimal thrash.
Okay. Barely over the top thrash.
I think that it needed more guitar squeals. I was kind of hoping that they would end their riffs with a squeal.
Whiff!
Yeah.
But they're more about the brutal death metal.
But like,
so it's too brutal for squeal.
Well, what if they use...
Dying Fetus uses guitar squeals.
What if they step on pigeons to make the squeals come out?
That'd be brutal.
Yes, and I hate pigeons, so I...
Oh, two for two.
I will thrash these guys.
Sid, what about you?
Sean said that he liked the vocals more than the music, and he gave them very mild thrash. I'm going to say I like the music more than the vocals, and I will also give it a very, very mild thrash.
You're on a roll.
Thrash.
Wow. Yeah.
Mild or not mild, it's still thrash.
Well, whereas I said last time, I if the band was on, I'd be into it. I think I would be more into this band if they were on than the previous band. There's less I don't like about this than the other band. So I'm going to thrash it as well.
Okay.
So four for four.
Yeah, thrash.
Got you.
I would love to thrash it. In all good conscience, I really can't thrash it because it's not bad. It's not terrible, and it's not great. It's just generic. I do like the vocals better than most death metal growling. It's definitely not something I would download to keep on my hard drive, listen to any of that shit.
Wait, what the shit is this happening in the song?
This might change everyone's opinion.
No, you can't go back.
But we didn't know. If I heard this before, I would
I know, but the whole point of Thrasher or Trasher was to listen in like the first 30 seconds of the
song.
No,
see, what if the shitty part is later, though?
Yeah.
I like this better, though. This is improving it.
So I was going to...
This knocked me down.
I was going to... You've changed to
Thrasher
or Trasher.
I'll hold strong, but if this would have happened in the beginning, I would have trashed.
Well, see, they're tasteful. They save it to the end.
Yeah.
Pick the whole song
yeah.
with it. They figure most people probably turn the song off by now anyway. Might as well get the noodling in later.
Well, he won. Guillermo, you're the proud winner of something.
Too bad we don't ship anything to Nebraska. Sorry.
Only Americans
fly overseas.
Guillermo got 5 out of 5, so he gets another free CD that jerk.
Yeah. Let's give him one of my shirts.
We have 2 DVDs in the closet.
We have a quesadilla somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's in the garbage from last week.
Oh, really?
In that one. Wait, so let's take some calls.
Did we get your garbage out in a week, Noah? It's disgusting.
I know, it's hard without a man.
That's a cry for help right there.
Okay, let's try 650.
It's a cry for okay, Cupid.
No, thank you.
G-Dead.
Hello. For what?
650.
You're on the air.
Going once, going twice, hang up on this fuck.
Okay. Sid, you pick one.
830. 830, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, fuck. I didn't think I was going to get the call. Holy shit.
Whoa.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
How are you dealing with this?
I'm doing good, man. I'm new to this shit. That's
just pretend it's a phone conversation.
Just take deep breaths.
Maybe
he's talking about the phone. I can hear you in this box on my head. It's all new to me, man. All
right, let's start off slow. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
All right, Tony, I see you have to think about that, so you made it up. Now, second question, what drugs are you on?
All of the above.
We didn't list anything above. You didn't tell me.
Tony, check it out.
Tony, where are you from, Tony?
I'm from Texas.
Are you really from Texas?
You're doing good, Tony. Only a few more questions.
Now, did you call in for Thrash It or Trash It? Do you have a band to recommend for us?
I called in to thrash a band.
Okay,
talk into your phone.
We need to see it. This is still a phone conversation.
He's on a payphone. There's all 3 minutes is almost up. what's
the name of the band?
They're called Across the Ashen Sky.
Across
an ashen sky.
Across an ashen sky?
Ashen.
Ashen.
Yeah.
The adjective of ashes. Something be covered with ash. We'll have ash flying around.
Oh, I thought it was in the process of being ashed.
Yeah.
Ashing.
Ashing.
All right. They are a hardcore progressive metal. What?
I don't know how to win this game.
That's deathcore. That sounds like deathcore to me. Tracks, do you have a favorite track?
Yeah, it's called Hospitality. I have a YouTube link. I don't know if that helps.
I got it, buddy. Don't you worry.
Right,
I'm on
so
top of it.
All right.
Tony, you can't link to something over the phone. It just doesn't work that way.
It would take it
zero.
You were
zero.
Doing good until now.
He's calling from the future.
All right, let's hear this. Let's hear this track for Tony on Thrash It or Trash It.
Okay.
Here it comes.
No.
Sounds like a jackal piece.
Look at the chains.
She thinks that better.
No, I'm trying to help.
With you, what'd you think?
Okay, remember what I said about how I wish there was a guitar squeal?
Yes.
Well,
not what you wanted.
Well, I take it back now.
See, you want.
I don't really
want
to. I think it just sounds more horrible than it actually is.
What?
Because of the recording. Because
that's part of it. That's what we're rating here.
Yeah, no, I know. So
she's like the Paula Abdul. She's trying to find something nice to
That's
say.
Good. No,
I'm trying
to
do a compliment sandwich.
Fair enough.
But I
it
don't
sucks.
Like it.
So you trash.
So I trash it.
Sit.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
I want to say, much like Noah, find something good in this. I think it's great that these kids got together and they're jamming.
Oh, are they kids? I didn't even know that.
Doesn't matter.
Can you tell by the sound of this?
There are some adult men who don't know how to play that well.
They wouldn't record themselves on something.
I find it humorous that
they go by the name Megadeth.
In their
I thought your gripe
just one. That was it.
I thought your gripe was that they play too well. Isn't that their issue with them?
All right. So anyway, this is about me now, all right?
Go ahead.
I love that they have an animated GIF of them headbanging as one of their mics.
Really?
signature.
You like their web development.
Yeah, an animated GIF of them in like a gym.
They're actually in gym class. That's not a show.
There's a basketball. There's a backboard and a rim.
I want to make that my avatar.
You should take that GIF and edit a basketball going in a like bouncing off one of their heads.
Just an NBA jam. He's on fire.
That's racist.
Yes.
What?
Can we?
Let me if it was a soccer ball.
Final verdict.
This is bad. I appreciate it, but, I mean, I don't know. It needs a little more thought. I try.
But they're on the right track, right?
Unlike Noah,
what are we doing now?
Huh?
It was weird.
Noah,
that's Darren's computer.
No, it's not.
You have extra points.
Darren, do you have a pop-up ad up?
Yeah, from metalinjection.net.
Probably.
Oh, Robert.
That's all I had open, really.
Yeah.
Unlike Noah, who tried to give a compliment sandwich, I am on a low-carb diet, and this is going to be just meat. This sucks. Made my ears bleed. Couldn't stand it. No redeeming qualities. Don't like the type of music they were even playing, let alone the production values were horrible and awful, and they can't play their instruments, and the vocals suck. 100% trash.
Oof.
Basically, you are cruel.
Sorry, I'm the Simon Cowell of this show.
No.
That's like
you're
being
like,
at a Krupples band.
It's like what happened to Michael Bolton on Dancing with the Stars.
Really? I didn't see that. What
Michael
happened?
Bolton can't dance.
No, but they were so mean to him.
But he sucked. That's the point. You're exposing yourself to...
It's because he cut his hair.
...criticism.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, don't submit a band if you're afraid we're going to...
Wait, did everyone trash it?
Uh-huh.
What about you?
You didn't go yet.
Oh.
She went first.
Oh.
I actually, when the singer first came in, I was like, I'm listening, but then it just turned into just like an Acacia Strain kind of ripoff BS, and then all that, whip, yeah, kind of, I can't say it. Everything was terrible.
All right,
sorry, Tony, 5 out of 5, trash, we do not give a prize for that.
Next time you call in, feel free to give us your real name. We're not with immigration, we won't report you, it's fine.
We shouldn't give prizes for 5 out of 5 trash, because it's too easy, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens all the time.
We have more calls, or we have suggestions in the chat?
Let's do more calls.
913.
This is the Sheik.
Oh, hi, Sheik.
Okay, 913.
Yes,
who?
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, the band is called Procreator. The MySpace is myspace.com/ProcreatorKC.
His name is Procreator.
Your name is Procreator?
No, the band name is Procreator. My name is Zach.
It's time for the Procreator.
Isn't that a creep?
Like, based on what you said about the last band, it's probably going to be like the same kind of thing, but they're like...
Where are you from?
Right, Kansas City.
So you're not Zach Beats.
Yeah. It's kind of bad, but they're like friends of mine, so I thought I'd play a joke on them by saying I got your band on hearing that you all trashed it.
Maybe you can't hear us.
Can you hear me when I ask you if your name is Zach Beats?
No, my name is not Zach Beats.
Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ.
So this band is from St. Paul, Minnesota?
It's from Kansas City.
Kansas City, so this is a
different... Procreator KC.
Yeah, you click the link in the chat room.
KC.
The KC Masterpiece.
Oh, it's right there in the chat. More of a poster is linking to it.
I think KC Masterpiece is what Sean's doctor put on his butthole.
It's true.
It was delicious. Crack that out. Somebody mentioned giving a KC Masterpiece enema.
Oh, sure. Great minds think alike.
I
sure.
Who?
Which one?
Cracked out? Oh, okay.
If that was the case, I wouldn't have wiped it off. I would have took it.
Hangout later.
While we're loading this, you want to say what Cracked Out is, because they're worth
like,
a mention.
They were like a comedy rap group that used to perform at the UCB Theater.
Great.
And they had a song called Fucking Your Mom in the Ass, where they talk about pouring Casey Masterpiece in your mom's ass.
And a video.
It out. Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
So Starkiller is the only track.
Yep.
That correct? Yep. Here we go. Oh, boy. Starts up with a burp.
But Duff is a lot better than she said. Good workout music.
Good BPM point.
Oh. You're in a high school football team.
Singer sounds like he has that sweet fun.
Voice that I was covering.
Oh, yeah. Totally. All right. So, Sid, let's start out with you.
The music's all right enough, but the vocals are bad. I'm going to give this a try.
See, I don't like the vocals either. But I feel the guitar. You know what, though? The guitar work of the first 40 seconds was good. But now it's just an Acacia Strain song. Like, this is not original.
Beginning of the song was original, this is not original. So, I'm going to say I trashed it.
I was really honestly leaning toward, I was going to overlook the ridiculous vocals because I like the beat and I like the
and you
guitar work and all that. Yeah.
96.
But when it changed to this riff, awful.
I mean, it's just a complete joke. So. I was in a good mood. I was going to thrash it, but I trashed it.
I hate Wigger Core. Trash.
Noah.
Okay, I didn't like the vocals in the beginning when he was burping, but I didn't mind them throughout the song. However, I really did not enjoy it when they started doing the breakdowns, like that part that was this.
He never changes his voice at all.
But, and yeah, I don't, I'm not,
I
don't like those. All right.
So that's a unanimous trash. Lots of crap. Could someone give us a good band?
They had a 5 out of 5 around there.
Shut up.
Can someone find us some D-beat, please? Some good D-beat?
More power metal. Seems like the power metal band was the best one.
No.
It's terrible.
Okay, let's take 650. 650.
D-beat,
best
please.
One was the one that
Hello?
Came to you, Trigger. But it wasn't.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Frank.
I have a band for Trash It or Thrash It.
What's wrong with your voice?
But before Stephen Hawkins.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Are you making that up? Or just to think about
No. No, it's really
is
Jeremy.
It's as high as we are.
What's your location? Where are you from?
Redwood City.
Where's that?
It's on the peninsula that San Francisco's on.
Okay, why can't you just say I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area?
Because I guess...
Isn't Redwood City a rap or something anti take place? Do you know those guys?
Who?
Do you know Ron Perlman?
Do you know Anarchy? You watch that show? It takes place there. Did you watch it? It's a good show.
I don't really watch TV anymore.
Oh, well, so you think you're better than me because you've evolved past television?
Henry Rollins is on it.
No.
Yeah. He breaks
right.
People.
Let's take
a tattoo.
Pause from that conversation.
Good show.
And get back to Thrash to Trash
It. It's interesting.
Interesting.
Yes, please.
Great. And so what is the MySpace oral of the bands that you recommend?
It's Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
It is.
Can we talk about Survivor?
The URL is myspace.com/grindforlawton.
Grind for what?
Grind for Lawton. Berlaten.
Is this a neo-Nazi band or a neo-Nazi band?
Sounds like it might be.
Neo-Neo.
Grind is verboten.
Yeah, exactly.
The band is called Verboten, and they're grindcore, hardcore, death metal. No progressive in there.
All right. I'm listening.
Do you have a specific song that you recommend for us?
All
the songs are 3 minutes long, so I don't
Countless
know.
Countless Hordes of Soulless Vermin.
Countless Hordes of Soulless Vermin, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
2:30.
This was Hitler's favorite song during World War II. Play this in the bunker. Bunker injection. Every time you drop the bomb.
I would assume it's just the opening.
I wanted to like this, I did, but it's a little too chaotic, and I like chaotic, but this is just chaos that I can't get behind, thus I trash it.
Sean's doctor got behind chaos for a little bit.
He trashed it.
I think, well, you know what, when the intro was on, I didn't specifically like the intro per se, but it sounded like it might have been going somewhere different than where it went. And where it went is horrible. Again, my ears are bleeding. I can't. It's just noise. I like melody. I don't mind really, like, I don't like grind music if they sort of play a melody or a tune somewhere embedded in it, you know. But this is just awful. Trash it.
I love it.
I'm going to thrash it.
What do you trash it.
Trash it.
What do you love about it?
I just think it's fucking fun. I think
What's fun about it?
I can just... I mean, I like really chaotic anti-music, and this just totally fits, like, that kind of trap them, early gravy, kind of, like, just messy, rotten soundy kind of shit. And I love it, and I think this would be a fun live show in the basement of a bar somewhere.
In the basement of a bar?
Yeah, like a cake shop or something.
I believe cake shop is a bar shop.
What? Oh, Barsman?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Should I say the Charleston?
Better.
Okay.
I have to say, I really like the frantic screaming. Sounds like he's, like, set on fire or something, and I like that. But I don't really like the music that much.
I would like the different names of animals being said in the song.
Yeah. I liked it when we turned it into a kid's song. So I thrash it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think...
Oh. You're going towards the trash. It was a complete mess, and there were not nearly enough Sons of Anarchy references. I trash it. Okay. Fuck that.
There you have it. Yeah. Two thrashes, three trashes.
This is a tough game.
Yeah.
With the words.
That's okay. Why.
I another caller really quick.
Okay, we need more tough games. What?
Okay. Christ Crusher?
Pick whichever one you like now.
Okay, I want to take 781.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Oh, so
no.
You
didn't
like
take it last time.
Because you hung up on
it. Let's see if he even comes through because the show's
781.
Over.
781. Am I on?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes, I've been waiting for like
the
half
show's
an hour.
Over.
Okay.
She thinks even though you don't want to fuck
just,
her.
Just give us the band. Let's go.
Okay. I'll copy the link into the chat, but it's myspace.com/.
You just call to copy a link into the chat, really?
Well, it's kind of a weird band name, but myspace.com/. Huh?
Say the name.
Let's go, Phoenix Destroyer.
Oh, no, I thought you were trying to say something. I didn't want to interrupt you. Myspace.com/ NEOBLI. VISCARIS.
Zero.
Now say the word.
What is
it? Neobliviscaris.
Metaphysic photosynthesis.
/
Do we want to play Tapestry 98 kilobytes per second?
Do forget not.
All right.
Is Australian.
It's like Dark Tranquility.
I hope it's like Planet at work.
I'm in the city.
They did to take over the government was not right. Use acoustic.
Yo, you
just get it on the plate.
Okay.
Right there.
Yes. Another
one. Alright, let's start this show. I'll let Sean go.
Leave.
No.
You hated it.
Trash.
Where are you going, Sean?
Yeah, like, why
go
are
back
you...
to work.
What?
I don't believe you.
The news came out that Chuck
Handler's
kid's
going out. He has a date from OKCupid he's going to.
Do you have a date with your boss? Why do you have to go back to work?
Got a shit ton of stuff. There's Comic-Con this weekend. That MTV Geek stuff that we unveiled yesterday. Non-stuff.
So, wait, you got, like, 3 hours late today.
That's why I was, you know, usually I'm...
Do you get to go to Comic-Con for free, though?
Okay. I'm excited. At an after party with Stan Lee and Frank Miller.
All right. So what did you say, Sean?
Oh, I said trash.
Trash. All right.
Terrible.
No.
Not
come
one
on.
Redeeming quality.
You really have to ask me.
Well,
I'm
officially.
I love this, so I thrash it.
Good.
You love Pizza Destroyer now?
You know, I'm really sad that he's not into me because I'm totally into him right now.
Okay.
Broke my heart.
The song is the soundtrack to forced man-on-man oral sex.
Yeah.
Which, while, you know, it's okay for some, not really my thing, so I'm going to trash it.
You like unforced.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather it be voluntary.
So trash?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. And I loved it as well. I thought it was great. I kind of felt like the acoustic guitar sounded like farting.
Yes, I was going to say that. But then we talked about acoustics.
The
but,
farting thing is actually fretless bass.
No, it sounded like he was passing gas.
Hold on, let's hear that again. Did you
really
play that?
It sounded like farting. Sounded like farting.
No, at the very beginning. Like,
it was like, boom.
Play it again at home. I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I hear it now.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure that's the bait.
I really liked it. Reminds me of a pet.
Sorry.
So I will thrash it.
Okay. And I liked it too. I
the vocals are really horrible, but they weren't in the song enough to ruin it. I figure if there's a song with more vocals, I'd probably not like it as much, but I also thrash it. So Pizza got 3 out of 5.
There we go. Pizza Destroyer. Pizza guy.
But, by the way, Shinobi says, were those farts the sound of Sean's prostate popping?
Yeah, you want to check
no,
it out?
No, they're not. But we're going to get that on tape for next week, and then I can use that as a drop. Send over.
Right now?
Or Crab Squad, if you want.
Oh, I can do that.
He's been doing that the whole time during the other song. Why don't you take advantage of it?
Sorry.
That's why I split my pants right here in the crotch. You can see my balls.
There you have
it. Tri-ball.
Tri-ball.
That's my tribal tri-ball.
Ball.
Wait, can we do that Christ Crusher?
What?
I thought you were leaving.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I don't want to see a band name called Christ Crusher. I can't wait.
With a V. Christ
with
Crusher.
A v.
That's cult.
Yeah, a v.
All right, coming,
yeah.
Coming.
That's cult.
Who posted about this?
I don't know. But it's just type in Christ Crusher with a V.
Yeah.
It was a commander.
There it is. Back. Didn't he submit an entry already? This is cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
My guitar
solo.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can't do the mic.
Delicious. Saw those.
The default photo is of Jesus Christ in the Obama Hope poster, and the caption is "Nope."
I like it.
Their genres are thrash, thrash, and thrash.
I like my atheism with some satirical content to it. Not so angry all the time.
So here's a track called Pension Envy. Thrasher. Sarcophant in the studio.
What is the singer of the D-52 you call it for?
Sarcophant in the studio! That's pretty.
I am there!
That phrase, those words have never been said that way.
I want to see a fucking sarcophant!
Everybody dig for change! Motherfucker up!
There were plenty of that.
Oh, that might have been said.
That probably would, like in a fancy division show, perhaps. Those crudos.
I want to see a fucking wall of death, people. Wall of death. Let's see a wall of death.
Play I Come Blood or I am out of this bitch.
The wall of death has an AIDS quilt on it. It's very sad.
Title of the episode. The wall of death has an AIDS quilt. All right, so what do we think of this?
I love it. I thrash everything. Catchy, vocals are good. Kind of screaming that can get.
Sure.
Thrash.
Or thrash.
Sorry, right,
just get the words. Stop. No.
This is awesome. I thrash it.
Yeah, I hear a little Poison idea in this. I like it. And the comedy that it spawned is even better. Thrash. All the way.
I definitely thrashed it as well.
This is fun.
Oh!
Yeah, I want to just keep listening to it.
Right down! So it reminds me of Jamie Johnson!
Well, God, fire! Where the light goes down!
I wish there was a little more Christ crushing. A little bit sleazy.
The background singer is a little bit.
All right.
In all fairness, it is Christ for sure. So maybe they don't crush.
Who recommended this?
Mongoose. Never.
Very good.
But he doesn't win it.
He's 2 for 2.
This is, no, he's
no, 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 the power metal band was 4 out of 5.
Well, he can have one on his shirt.
Well, why can't he win something? We're still thrashed.
Because he got two chances.
No,
well,
you
to
should
play.
Give him a prize.
Okay.
He's clearly in love with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll,
little,
send him, I'll send him my dirty underwear.
Yeah. No, give him a reverse mongoose.
Oh.
Don't be jealous.
Oh.
Have you seen?
I don't think
I
was jealous.
Right now.
I saw them next to your bed. Those are terrible.
Sean has a little disgust on his face.
Wait, what?
She sprinkles when she tinkles.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
what do you call
the situation?
What do you call little spots in the front of a woman's underwear?
What?
Clitty litter. Yeah.
It looks like you wiped by just wearing your underwear and then rubbing really hard.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wait, are you being
yeah.
serious? She had skid marks? I didn't...
A little bit. Well, there was holes in it, too.
Front?
It might have been period blood, though.
No.
That's how she puts her underwear on.
She is never letting you in her room ever again.
Yeah.
Well, he was kidding. You didn't see her drawers laying around, did you? Really?
Sure, no.
He definitely didn't, because I'm not messy.
We're just Josh.
You mean you're not messy, you don't leave them out, or you're not messy in the drawers?
Keeps the mess hidden inside.
Oh. Hey, all right. So, to recap,
I was kidding, I didn't really...
I meant my house is not messy. I like to get messy.
The day is out.
let me get
through this. Let me get
like
through
peeing
this.
On people.
The day is ours was the first band we listened to, and I believe we all trashed it.
Yeah.
And then Acropolis was a mostly thrashed, somewhat trashed.
4 out of 5.
Then the band from Colombia, the death metal band that Guillermo recommended, Malsano, got a unanimous 5 out of 5 thrashes.
Very good.
Then Across the Ashen Sky, I forgot how that went.
I think that, wasn't that the one with the horrible vocals? I might be wrong.
Oh, yes, the horrible vocals and...
those 5 trashes.
Hmm.
Wasn't it?
Was that the one where it started out all right? You know what? Just go back and listen to it. We're not going to... We can't remember these things. And then we also did Procreator KC, Verlaten, Ni Obliviscaris, and Christ Crusher.
That's the only one. Verlaten, the one that I liked? Which one was that one that you guys all hated?
Huh?
What was
the grind band?
Well,
Verlaten.
The frantic vocals.
Yeah. Oh, no, you liked it too, right?
Yeah. You're not alone in this world.
Yes, yes.
Him and his prostate.
That's some real good math.
But no, he made that part up. So here is... I mean, this concludes...
Oh, wait. I'm going to do it again. Who's a broken thing?
Thrash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it.
Bullshit! Thrash it or trash it!
Why does the tape have to walk over my line?
All right, I'm sorry.
Sexier.
Good picture, he is.
Thrash it or trash.
All right. So how should we end the show? What should we wrap things up on? What song?
Why don't
we
play Fucking Your Mom.
Bullshit!
Okay.
Go ahead and play that.
All right. Are you playing
it? Know what we're talking? Fucking Your Mom in the Ass by Cracked Out.
Sweet.
If you could find it.
We still have 2 more calls. Somehow.
Fuck Your Mom in the Ass.
Hang up on him.
Let's just keep him on for next week.
Okay. You guys just hold tight.
All right. Here we go. We'll see you guys next week, everybody. Here's
Enjoy
Cracked
it.
Out with Fucking Your Mom in the Ass.
Let's go. We go to my mom.
Fucking your mom in the ass. Yeah, we're fucking your mom in the ass. Cracked out fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yo, your mom's is looking pretty thick tonight. I think I'll inject her with my pink dick tonight. But a pussy ain't the place that I want to do the deed in. But asshole, that's the pot that I want to plant my seed in. I took your mom to Burger King. I made a pay for my food, and then I pulled a sing sing. I fucked her ass. So the shot brighter than bling bling. Got your mom's doubles over screaming, I'm the fuck king. Hey, yo, I got a nursery rhyme for you. Hickory dickory, my cock's and mommy's poo-poo. I'm like Chuck Berry, how much I love a doo-doo peck of fuck.
fudge like the Taiba anti-talker, just like Mushu. My favorite fruit is your mom's dingleberries. Out of all three stooges, I would be Larry. That means I'm in the middle of the lake. I feel like a frat boy drinking from an ampere. So step aside while I claim my crown as the king of motherfuckers of this town. Your mom's type asshole erases my frown. I can't hang around no more. I'm large intestine bound. So fucking your mom off in the ass. Yeah, we're fucking your moms in the ass. Cracked out, fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. My cock is a boat that's about to dock in. The sweetest little dot that a cock could dock in. You see me and your mom, we've been docking. And right about now, our boots been knocking. In and out, in and out, in and out, in. Sodomy is Rickadeel's favorite sin. Whether her anus is gray or pink, I'm gonna throw my junk in a kitchen sink. She'll be screaming, Rickadeel, do it again! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 fingers in the ass, and she gives me that look like it's better than the best shit she ever took. I wrote the book, I loosening up your shit box. I take it that slow and my tongue is top notch. I stick it in, give mommy salad and toast. Then I give your mom an enema with barbecue sauce. Katie masterpiece in her brown eye makes your mom's ass taste like the 4th of July. I'm getting high up in this fly aroma. Drop a load in the back door and I'm in a coma. Your mom's my team, I love your style. The brown eyes shine like a Cadillac car. Starlight, stop right. Your mama's ass is shining. Starlight, stop right. Make crack now feel alright. Yeah, we're fucking your mom's in the ass. Cracked out, fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom's in the ass. We're fucking your mom's in the ass. Yeah, we're fucking your moms in the house.